his day and night. I go to him in prayer, he knows my every care, and just a little talk with Jesus makes it right.
Now let us
have a little talk with Jesus.
Let us
tell him all about our troubles.
He will
hear our faintest cry.
He will
answer by and by. Find a little talk with Jesus makes it right.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Again tonight, I ask interest in your prayers. I stand. I forgot to mention me and Brother Miller. He was here working today, and we needed the tent area for us, and thankful for all those through the week that have come and sit up and worked diligently that we'd be able to hold this. But he had been working and finishing up, and I pulled up, and we were talking, and there was a man, maybe 25, 30-year-old, hollered at us from the fence down there. We got a chance to talk to him. He asked what we was doing. We told him, and by his own admission, he said that he had never had an experience of salvation, time and place where the Lord spoke peace to his soul. We invited him to come back tonight, tomorrow day at 11 o'clock, tomorrow night, Sunday night, just any chance he got. Like to hold him, for us to hold him up in our prayers. Talk like he had had a pretty rough life. Been in and out of the penitentiary and the jails. Said he wasn't worthy to be saved. Brother Miller said, you're right. That none of us worthy of it.
That's right.
If we was worthy of it, it wouldn't be by grace, unmerited favor.
Amen.
We'd have something to boast about. But friends, there's not a one of us here tonight have anything to boast about.
Amen.
You either come through grace or you won't get there at all.
Right.
Let's pray for that man. Ask y'all hold me up in your prayers. Tonight I'm going to take a reading lesson from the 18th chapter of Luke, the 9th verse. But I'm going to read my thought first. People say, well, that may be a little backwards. I guess if you know me very well, you've done figured out that that may be a little backwards and a little different. But this is what Lord give me tonight. I want to do my very best to bring forth just what he'd have me to say. That's my desire tonight, that God would let y'all feel just a little of what he let me feel today. I do study and meditate on his word. I pray that God will pour his spirit out in this service. I tell you what, that every one of us that leave here tonight can say it was good to be here. And I tell you what, if God's in our midst, it will be good to be here. My thought tonight's going to come from the 18th verse of the 34th chapter of Psalms. It says, the Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. That contrite means crushed. It's broke in pieces. Just destroyed. It's not what it was. You know, our spirit was intact. We was under the blood of Christ. We wasn't accountable for our sins to God. But I tell you what, when we reach the time and the mental capability that through the Holy Spirit of God, he brought us to realize that we were lost, I tell you what, we become crushed. That spirit just broke in pieces. We were out of fellowship with God. You was as lost that second as you ever will be. You know, Jesus taught in parables a lot of times, and he would use illustrations that the common people would understand. They were easy to understand. This 18th chapter of Luke, he was teaching them on being praying diligently, not stopping. Lost friend, if you're here tonight, that's what I would instruct you to do. We heard that the other Sunday night. Brother Miller brought a good message about being a diligent seeker. Well, he starts off that chapter talking about diligently praying. And then he gives us some instructions by parable on how we ought to pray. And he used the illustration of a Pharisee, very religious man. He had religion, but he didn't know God. And he used a publican, a despised man. He is a sinner. And that old Pharisee, we said that God is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and save us such of a contrite spirit. And I tell you what, this parable that Jesus spoke, it shows us that. It says, and he spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. It said, two men went up to the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. It said, the Pharisee stood. I bet he had the chest out. And said he prayed within himself. You know, I've seen that today. He prayed within himself. He is praying to himself, I believe. It wasn't a prayer that... Said he prayed with himself. He said, God, I thank thee that I'm not as other men are. An extortioner, unjust, an adulterer, or even as this publican. He said, I fast twice in a week, and I give tithes of all I possess. Religious man. Today's tongue, we'd call him a real religious dude, I believe. There's a lot out there today that, you know, this world's not short of religion. But it is short on heartfelt, no soul salvation. Amen. True children of God. Amen. There's a difference, people. Amen. Great difference. There's an eternal difference between a religion and being saved by the grace of God. And the publican standing afar off. He wouldn't even draw in close to the presence of God. Or didn't think he was. And other people didn't feel like he was worth it. Standing afar off would not lift up so much as his eyes into heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, the sinner. Which one of these two men did it sound like had a broken heart and a contrite spirit? Jesus says, I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone that exalteth himself shall be abased. He'll be brought down. Be brought down. And he that humble himself shall be exalted.
Amen.
Be lifted up. Who does the lifting? God does the lifting, people.
Amen.
Tell you what, when a humble heart meets God's condition in repentance and faith, God will lift you up. You know, tonight as I stand here, I'm going to tell you, I want to preach about something that is real. It's real, folks. That broken heart and contrite spirit is real. You know, lots of things in life will break our hearts. You know, but what we're talking about here is not the organ in the body that pumps the blood that makes it flow through the body. I tell you what, the heart that we're talking about here is something that God has put in man that flows the issues of life. I think it's what makes us what we are. The Bible teaches that out of the heart comes the issues of life. You know, we could walk down this hill right here and cross the street and go over to the medical center, and they couldn't find a heartache no place. Oh, the old vessel that's pumping in there, organ, they can do a lot with that. They can put our monitors on and they can check things. But they can't see a broken heart. Oh, but God can. And he does. And he does. Tell you, I can't explain how a heart gets broke. But it does. I don't think I have to convince y'all that a broken heart is real. I think we each and every one have experienced a broken heart. I tell you, if you hadn't, hold on, you're going to. There may be some people that heart so cold that it maybe their conscience is seared with a hot iron. They all about themselves, and if it don't affect them, maybe they don't ever feel a broken heart. They go through this life, leave this world without knowing the Lord, they'll have a broken heart. Amen. While the ceaseless ages roll. Amen. God won't be near to them in eternity. Be far away. But I tell you what, here in life, we oftentimes have a broken heart. We've experienced them, hadn't we, folks? But you know, it says God is nigh. Boy, I'm thankful for that tonight. The blessing while we live here on earth is when we have a broken heart, we can go to God. You know, the Bible says that we have a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. I had two brothers. Do anything for me, believe. I'd do anything for them. We were brothers, blood brothers. You know, but there's times that I've went to them with things and they've come to me that I couldn't help them. They couldn't help me. Couldn't fix the broken heart or the trouble they had. Friends, tonight I'll tell you, I've never been Jesus and gotten his presence that he didn't take care of what I needed, that it didn't make me feel better, that I know that he is with me. I tell you what, I'm thankful for that tonight.
Amen.
I don't know what the world does without God.
Amen.
Man born of woman is a few days and full of trouble. Oh, that's a great blessing in life of salvation. Just one of them. We've got a friend that'll stick closer than a brother. You know, they say the saying that the time will heal a broken heart. I guess in some sorts it will. If it doesn't heal it, maybe our hearts get callous. But we can get over some things in time and they just don't bother us like they did when it first happened. Just doesn't bother us. I don't know. Maybe we're callous. But I tell you what, it talks about God saveth, such is the contrite spirit. Lots of things in life will break our heart. But I tell you what, it's an act of God through His Holy Spirit to crush a man's spirit. Time may heal a broken heart somewhat, but I tell you what, time won't feel a crushed spirit. Not only will time not heal it, eternity won't heal a crushed spirit. You know, Jesus said that when He left these disciples in this world, that He would send the Comforter, the Holy Spirit. And He said when He comes, He'll reprove. He'll let them know. I tell you what, when God speaks to His foremost creation, you know, He created the earth, spoke it in position, into creation, and all it is. He created the sun to give it light and give it heat. And He created the plant life for our food. Everything we needed, the last thing He did, He formed man and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. That was the crown of His creation, mankind.
Amen.
And I don't care what the world says, God that did all that can speak to a man's heart and he'll know it.
Amen.
When God speaks, you'll know it. Not very popular, but it's the truth. You know, popularity doesn't change the truth at all.
No.
Not a bit of it.
Right.
The world likes it or not, doesn't change it. But God speaks to man's heart. And I tell you what, when the Holy Spirit reproves you of sin, you'll feel it.
Amen.
You'll know it.
Amen.
Oh, it happened to me, Fred. Amen. Tell you what, if you've been saved by the grace of God, it's happened to you.
Yes.
The Spirit of God deals with you and lets you know that you're lost and undone in His sight. That you're separated from Him.
Amen.
And that breaks your heart. Or it ought to. It ought to. When you truly realize you're lost and run condition. Eternal condition. Now this soul that God breathed into man was eternal. It's going to exist forever.
Amen.
Tell you what, I don't know that I'd even call an existence in hell. Without God, you'll just be there. You won't want to be there. But I tell you what, every child of God will be happy in heaven.
Amen.
They'll be happy in heaven.
Amen.
So this contrite spirit is not the act of man. It's the act of God. But God did make a plan. Before the world was even formed, God have a plan. You know, the sixth chapter of Romans says that the wages of sin are death, but the gift of God is eternal life through our Lord Jesus Christ. That plan stood in effect before He created the earth. Jesus hadn't come and died, but the plan was in effect. And I tell you, all those through the Old Testament, if their sacrifices were worth anything in the sight of God, they did them looking to Jesus. That's what they stood for. That shed blood of the innocent animal, that was just a picture or shadow of Jesus. The wages of sin is death. We're all sinners. This body's going to go back to the dust that it come from. But I tell you what, when the Holy Spirit of God convicted your soul, your spirit died then. It was separated from God. That instant that you realized you were lost, you was as lost as you'll ever be. If you don't seek the Lord and get saved, hell would be your eternal home. Hell would be your home. But God made a plan. You know, wages of sin is death. We see Jesus. You know, he wasn't a sinner. That wage, that payment for our deeds, our sins, you know that wasn't on Jesus? He wasn't a sinner. But I tell you what, on the Garden of Gethsemane, when he bowed and prayed, he willingly took on the sins of the world. He took on my sins. Bible says that his spirit was exceedingly sorrowful, even unto death. That wasn't his payment to pay. But he took it on him. He took our sins and was willing to bore them in his body. A holy and just God. Sin can't even stand in God's presence. And here God himself bore our sins. Oh, our Lord and Savior Jesus know the broken hearts. He know the crushed spirits. They took him, they arrested him. They just beat and mistreated him. Worse than any man had ever been beat and mistreated. Then he walked by, some spit on him. They plucked out his beard. They scorched him. They mocked him with a trowel. Pilate said, I can find no fault in this man. The crowd yelled, crucify. Oh, he know the broken heart. Many instances. Think of the time that he sat over Jerusalem and looked upon it. And his heart was broke. He said, oft times I would have gathered you together as a hen gathers a chick, but you would not. Isaiah seen it. He said he was a man of sorrow, that he was acquainted with our grief. Yes. But I tell you what, he is willing to die for us. Yeah, and he did. They took him and they nailed him to that cross. They mocked him while he was on the cross. They took a spear and jabbed it in his side to make sure he's dead. For that, he laid his head over on his bosom and said, it is finished. You know, the old devil, I guess he thought he'd won him a victory there. Jesus had died. They make sure they run that spear in his side that said the water, the blood gushed out. Devil, I bet he is a proud beast. Look what we did. We killed Jesus. I bet when they sealed that tomb, he stood off and he is watching them. Thought I had won the battle. Tell you what, on that third morning, no. No. Oh, I'd love to see the look on the old devil's face when Jesus walked in. He had the keys in his hand. Oh, I could hear the devil. Thought about it. Say, I could hear him saying, but you were dead. And I could hear Jesus say, I was alive. I am alive. And I was dead. And I'm alive forevermore. And I've got the keys to hell and death. Friends, he's still got them tonight. Still has them tonight, friend. Tell you what, we read in our reading lesson about old Pharisee here. You know, he had a pocket full of keys. He thought his religion was a key. They wouldn't unlock a thing. Didn't unlock a thing. They just dead weight in his pocket. I tell you what, we have this old sinner, this old publican. He knows he is locked out. Knows he's locked out. He had a broken heart and a contrite spirit. He went to Jesus and got in. Friends, that happened to me on June the 4th, 1977. As 11-year-old boy, I realized I didn't have anything to offer God. I was locked out. But I went to Jesus, and he had the keys. If you're here tonight, you're lost, I want to assure you, Jesus has still got the keys to hell and death. And he's still unlocking doors. You'll have to repent. You'll have to turn to God. You'll have to turn away from everything in this world. Even yourself. Pharisee, boy, he poked his chest out. Look what I have. He prayed to himself. That publican, he humbled himself. He brought himself, God brought him low. And God lifted him up. It goes on in that 18th chapter of Luke, and it talks about the little children coming to Jesus. The disciples tried to stop him. Jesus said, no. No, don't forbade the children to come into me. He said, all that come into me must come in that childlike manner. Very simple. You watch a child and trouble comes their way, pain, and they run to open arms of help. Tell you what, friend, tonight that on that cross and nails held Jesus' hands open. But I tell you what, he's seated at the right hand of the Father tonight. His hands are open. You know what's holding them open? Love. Amen. For lost humanity. Yeah. Jesus come to seek and to save that which was lost. If you're here tonight, Spirit of God's dealing with you. You've got that broken heart and contrite spirit. Go to him in that childlike manner. Yes. Brother Wayne, get us a song, great. That's what God had put on my heart tonight, and I pray that it helps somebody somewhat.
Do you know my Jesus?
Let's all stand. Lost friend, if you're here tonight, I would advise you. I pray that you'll seek the Lord with all your heart. The Hebrew letter says the sacrifice that Jesus made, he said, where there's remission of this soul, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sin. Friend, you'll have to go through this. Got one back here praying, seeking the Lord. Our prayers can't save them. They'll have to pray that prayer for themselves. They'll have to go to Jesus in that childlike manner. But I tell you what, we can pray down the power. Maybe that contrite spirit, that broken heart, God will hear our prayers and might intensify that for that young man. It's all we can do, folks.
All we can do.
It's between them and the Lord. But we can pray. Our prayers can have an effect. So let's gather together here. Just pray where you can, but everybody pray. Father in heaven, Lord, once again, Lord God, as we try to bow before you, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for this new opportunity you granted us, Lord. Thankful, Lord God, for that, Lord God, that we just so far. Thank you, Lord God, for helping us tonight, Lord God.
Lord, we know, Lord God, our efforts, people, Lord. Lord, we're not much, Lord God, but we pray, Lord, take the message, Lord God, that you give us, Lord, that you'd bless it, Lord God, with your power and your presence. Lord God, you'd make it efficient in the heart of the ears. Father, if this one is bound, Lord God, we pray, Lord God, for your Holy Spirit, Lord God, to give it this way, Lord. That, oh God, he'll turn away from the things of this world, Lord God, and look to you, Lord God, in faith and riches. And Lord God, that he might, Lord God, find that peace, Lord, that does pass all understanding. Lord, we pray for those, Lord God, that we should be bound. Times past, Lord God, that we haven't heard. Have that testimony of salvation. Oh God, we don't know where they are, but Lord, you know all things, and your spirit is not bound by any building or any tent. Lord God, you're in all places at all times, and we pray, Lord God, that you would just bring them down wherever they might be, Lord God, that your words that they've heard in the past, the gospel preached, Lord God, would sprout up into great conviction, speak to you, Lord, before they would last for 2 months. Now again, Lord God, we pray that you just continue to be with us through this service. Lord God, may each and everything that's done, Lord, honor and glorify you. Father, we pray, Lord God, for each and every one that's here tonight, Lord God. Help us, Lord, to truly worship you, Lord God, and not quench your spirit, but do those little things, Lord God, that you have us to do. Lord, if we'll do the little things, Lord God, we'll know you can do the mighty. Lord God, salvation is of the Lord, Lord. They'll have to come to you, Lord, with their own prayer. But, oh God, help them. Lord God, hear our prayer and bring that conviction upon them, we pray. Thank you again, Lord God, for this night, this opportunity that we had. Lord, help us always, Lord, just to bow our weak and unworthy head, Lord God, and praise your good and holy name. Lord, forgive us, Lord, for that we are. Help us to be that you'd have us to be. Lord, that we might serve you in a way, Lord God, that would be pleasing to you. Lord God, we might be that light to the world, Lord God, that you've called us to be, that we'd ever be upholding Jesus to a lost and dying world and pointing up towards that old cruel cross that you shed your blood on. Now, Father, just help us. Go with us, we pray, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, not because we're worthy. Oh God, because we're needy. Help us tonight. Save the sinners, we pray. Save us.
Brother Wangle. Maybe before we have another song, there may be something on somebody's heart. Something that somebody needs to say. Maybe a good testimony. Heard many people testify to the fact of what God's people following his spirit, the effect it had on them when they were lost and seeking the Lord. I know it firsthand. It was good old Deacon, Brother David Anderson. I was white knuckling the bench. Thought I was lost, but I thought I could hide it. He got up from the amen corner, and I thought, he's coming to me. He said, son, are you lost? All I remember, I believe it's always the best explanation I've got, or example I've got. It would be like throwing a can of gas on fire. That conviction just erupted. Brought me to a broken heart and contrite spirit. Follow the Lord tonight.
God left in me. Ah!
far from the peaceful shore.